This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Amy Coney Barrett was formally sworn in today as a justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath to the former federal appellate judge who was confirmed by the U.S. Senate in a 52-48 vote late Monday. Democrats argued that the decision of picking a nominee for the seat should have been left up to whichever candidate wins the presidential election, a stance Republicans held when there was an election year vacancy in early 2016. Republicans then refused to consider Democratic President Barack Obama's nomination of another appellate judge, Merrick Garland. You may vaguely recall that there is an election coming up. As a matter of fact, in exactly a week, several states continue to be in play, including three or four that could veer to the other side of the political spectrum. Texas, a state that's used to being in the eye of the storm, but this time the storm is political.
Only seeing a boost in registration. The state has over 16 million registered voters now, and that's about a 15% increase from where it was even a few years ago. So that move is really changing the state. The state also is much younger than it used to be. It's much more diverse than it used to be, and it's much more urban.
Political science professor Brandon Rottinghaus with the University of Houston says Texas has added a lot of voters in the Democrats. The demographics are changing. Just a couple of days ago, it was White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows who claimed that the COVID-19 virus now could not be controlled. Of course, the outcry in this political season was rapid and overwhelming, and now the WHO's Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is joining in the rhetorical fray.
Although we agree with the Chief of Staff that controlling the protecting the vulnerable is important, but giving up on control is dangerous.
He went on to elaborate on the shared responsibility by government and private citizens. This is VOA News. President Trump's request that the United States replace him as the defendant in a defamation lawsuit has been denied. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The decision by U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan came after the Justice Department argued that the United States should replace Trump as the defendant in a lawsuit filed by columnist E. Jean Carroll. The judge ruled that a law protecting federal employees from being sued individually for things they do within the scope of their employment does not apply to a president. Carroll says in the fall of 1995 or the spring of 96, she and Trump had a chance encounter in a New York department store where she says Trump raped her. Trump says Carroll is lying to sell a memoir. I'm Mike Hempen.
A new military agreement has been signed between the U.S. and India. The deal will allow the U.S. to share important satellite data. This all in an effort to counter China's increased power in the region. At a news conference, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. Navy is focusing on the Indo-Pacific region. India is now engaged in its most difficult military standoff with China in decades at the disputed Himalayan border. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Secretary of Defense Esper attended that particular meeting. Meanwhile, rocket and artillery barrage have hit residential areas hours in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh after the United States hosted top diplomats from Armenia and Azerbaijan for talks on settling their decade-long conflict. The heavy shelling forced residents of the regional capital of Nagorno-Karabakh into shelters as emergency teams rushed to extinguish fires. Nagorno-Karabakh lies within Azerbaijan, but has been under the control of ethnic Armenian forces backed by Armenia since a war there ended in 1994. Deaths per day from the coronavirus in the U.S. are on the rise again, just as health experts had feared, and cases are climbing in nearly every state, despite assurances from President Donald Trump over the weekend that we're rounding the corner and doing great. Hurricane Zeta has come ashore on the Caribbean coast of the eastern Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico while whipping the resorts around Tulum with wind and rain. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Zeta made landfall late Monday just north of Tulum with maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. Zeta is predicted to lose some power while crossing the peninsula before regaining hurricane strength in the Gulf of Mexico on Tuesday while heading for the central U.S. Gulf Coast and a likely landfall on Wednesday night. Via remote, this is Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.